Phoneboy Speaks, episode 899, Installer with Benefits.
Back in the early days of open source, I remember downloading a lot of stuff from SourceForge. And I think over the years I see less things actually hosting on SourceForge. And I think part of it is because, well, I mean, generally hosting and bandwidth and all that stuff has generally become a lot cheaper. If you're real popular, I suppose it can still be expensive. But it's not something I think too much about even for this podcast, right? And again, I probably only got a couple hundred people listening, and what it actually cost me to provide that is pretty minimal in the grand scheme of things. But the folks from the GIMP project, which the only reason I ran into this is because I think it made the news, and B, I actually had reason to download GIMP not too long ago to produce some really crappy artwork for Phoneboy's Opinion, my quote unquote new podcast, or at least one I'm going to be running in parallel to this during AudioMo for 2015, and if you want to go check that out, it's opinion.phoneboy.com. It'll direct you somewhere else. But anyway, apparently what had been happening with some projects that have been hosted by SourceForge without permission or consent in some cases is that the installer that you download for this app from SourceForge was actually wrapped in I heard lovingly described as an installer with benefits. Things that could be potentially malware or software that you don't want, right? So when I download an open source app, I don't usually want, in fact, I don't think I can think of a situation even with commercial software where I ever want a lot of the things that come along with some installer applications. My favorite is the Ask Toolbar. Every time I try and update Java, it makes me want to show Oracle I think they're number one with my middle finger. This was happening with GIMP's project that they stopped hosting on SourceForge. But I guess it was still there, and they basically burned any goodwill that they had. And if they are doing this, and again, I didn't, I only have the thing, what the GIMP project said about it and some of the other news sources have said about it. And these kinds of installers are kind of the scourge of the internet, if you ask me. I understand why companies do them, because it helps defray the costs or whatever, but it's kind of scammy. And honestly, if you have to make money that way, maybe you should find another way to make money, because I guess there's enough people out there that just sort of blindly click okay to everything, but you're installing stuff that people don't want on their system, and even though you're doing it to make money and supposedly there's disclosure, whatever, I find all that stuff wrong. And I'd rather just be much more upfront and honest, and the GIMP guys are basically saying, look, SourceForge, get rid of our stuff on your server, or redirect the stuff to us. We don't want anything to do with you guys, because you guys are not serving the interests of our users or really anybody on the internet. And of course, the theory is that this really sort of causes people to distrust SourceForge. And I think, for those in the know, I think, a lot of those projects have disappeared off of SourceForge, either because they've been abandoned or because they've decided to host their stuff somewhere else. So anyway, this is, it's just another, battle in the, dealing with software that you download off the internet that sometimes you end up installing software using an installer with benefits. And the benefits, unfortunately, do not benefit you, the user. They benefit this company that's getting paid for making it very difficult to not install something you didn't expect, therefore the installer with benefits name. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.